Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. It's a little cloudy out there, and I think we're going to get rain later on, but we got snow in the forecast over the next 24, 48 hours. And opening day is tomorrow, but no problem.
I don't know why, because I'm not registered to Genesee, but the Weather Channel keeps sending me notifications that says, Genesee, heavy snow.
Really?
Yeah, and it tells me the dates and the times. I'm like, that's not my zip code.
I think if you're in the Castle Rock area or even just north of there, Castle Pines, that area, you're looking at 2 to 4 inches by Saturday.
But Genesee is I-70, right?
Yeah,
I
know.
It's Evergreen.
Yeah.
Wonder how much they're going to get because I keep getting notifications. Heavy snow.
5 to 6 inches, they said.
And what about north?
North, very little.
Very little.
Very little to the north. It's mostly to the south and to the west of town to get some snow this weekend.
Gotcha.
But it's supposed to start during the game tomorrow. I don't know, somewhere midway through the game. But they'll get started down there tomorrow.
So now, is your wife going to buy the Vietnam ETF index?
I don't even know how I explain it to her. Because I don't even know how to explain it to myself. So my phone, I cannot turn off. And Carson's going to tell me because he's looked it up.
Yeah.
But on the messages, everything I say goes into a message.
Right.
And then if I hit it, whatever message is open, then that's who it goes to.
His
right?
little microphone is stuck on.
Yeah,
and
voice
I watched him because he tried to turn it off and I tried to help him with it too. And he's not wrong. His microphone is stuck in the on position.
I go into settings, Jamie, and I look at everything that has to do with the microphone and I turn it off, including Siri.
So
everything.
Read what you said to Lisa just now.
So I was conversing with her this morning about some stairs that our construction guy was going to put in, but he returned, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He called me last night. So I wrote her, and I said, Rigo called last night, and the stairs, I think he returned them, but I'm going to have to check. By the way, Vietnam stock right now, we should have bought because it's up 12% this morning. I missed a golden opportunity. She writes back, what? See, Jamie was talking about stock while I'm texting about Rigo, the construction guy.
I'm telling
so
Carson
all
about
all of
this.
It went into my text that I sent to her. And now she's going, what? You should have bought who? What? When? But I can't turn it off.
I
feel like such a tech dummy.
And she probably thinks that you have a whole E-Trade account behind her back or something.
Making moves.
Yeah.
Oh, look. It just said turn off.
Oh, my God. That's so weird.
Because I just said, oh, see, it's talking right
on.
Now.
It's, yeah.
As I talk,
that's
again.
Scary.
It's still going.
We got a message from our friend Sarah, and it was just rambling like that one. And we're like, Sarah, are you drinking? Like, what is going on? And hers also did the same thing. It got stuck on.
Yeah. Now, how does it say you turn it off?
Okay. So it's super simple. And I've never looked this up and didn't even know how to do it because I've never had to turn it off.
Yeah.
But you go to settings, general, keyboard, and then toggle off the enable dictation.
Oh, it's called.
Yeah.
See, they never call it what it really is. Instead, they never say little microphone in corner. No, it's the enable dictation. Shut it off.
Yeah.
You say you've never had to turn it off. You don't have this problem. Everything you say goes on to a text.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. I think it's just you.
Only when I hit the microphone.
I've never experienced that problem either. Yeah.
You're the lucky guy.
Me? It's a new phone.
Yeah. This would happen to you, though.
All right, let's get to TikTok because Jamie White knows everything about it, man. All right,
I do.
Let me set it up for you, okay? TikTok, got to be sold by Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah. If not, government says we're going to shut her down. But a lot of people out there saying they're going to buy this thing. Now, what came forward yesterday was Amazon. Jeff Bezos. Let me play that for you first.
The TikTok saga continues. Now, Amazon has put in a last-minute bid to buy TikTok. This according to a Trump administration official who was not authorized to comment publicly. That official said the Amazon offer was made in a letter to Vice President J.D. Vance and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. A U.S. ban on the platform.
All right, I'm bored. Okay, so Amazon says, hey, we're interested. All right, Jamie, what do you got?
Okay, so there's like three different little legs of this. Number one, China doesn't have a broker over there. So Amazon just told J.D. Vance, like, hey, we want to buy it. And J.D.'s like, cool, but we're not talking to anybody over there.
Yeah. So it means nothing.
Right.
Because you're not talking to the guy that owns it.
Exactly.
Right.
We're just telling the vice president, we'd like to buy it.
That's like me talking to Schmidl about buying your car, Jamie.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's got nothing to say about it. Right.
Because so basically you're J.D. Vance going, okay, sounds good.
You want to buy Jamie's car? Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you the money, Schmidl, for my car.
So that was the first thing that they said. I was watching like The Final Bell or Real Money or one of those shows, and they're like, they're not even talking. They're just telling JD, and he's like, okay, he says, yay. And so we don't have a broker.
So there's nothing to that one.
Yeah, because we don't have a broker on that side.
Right. I mean, there could be down the road, but right now there's nothing.
But they're also saying Oracle wants it. Okay, and Blackstone wants it.
That's that Larry guy, right? Yeah. That Larry, whatever, Eldridge.
Yeah. So he wants it. Blackstone wants it. But here's the thing. There's two sections of it. There's the whole entire app, which would go for like $225 billion.
Yes.
Or there's just the U.S. app or side of it,
right,
which they say will be about $70 billion.
I think what they'll do is split it up. I think there will be a U.S. side that will be bought, and it will be restricted, governed, whatever. And I think the app itself will continue the way it is throughout the rest of the world.
Right. But here's what happened. Yesterday, those reciprocal tariffs went down.
Yeah.
So now China has a total, because there was already a 20% tariff on them, and now they added 34%. They have a total of 54% tariff, and they're mad.
Yeah.
They're real mad, so they're saying that they might use TikTok as a bargaining chip.
Oh, that would be smart.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. If that happens as a bargaining chip, then there's a good chance it gets shut down on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could, because this bargaining thing could go on for weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if that's going to be one of your chips, you don't let it continue to run. You shut her down.
Yeah.
Right?
So everybody's mad.
Yeah.
I agree. Because if it's just a matter of them selling off the U.S. portion to, they're still going to get paid $70 billion for the U.S. portion. So it's like, sweet, I'd rather make money off something than not make money off something. And then the app just continues. If it's simple as that, I feel like there's no deal. But, yeah, the tariffs change it.
So they said they'll either use it as a bargaining chip or they're so mad at us right now that they might just go, I'm not playing.
Yeah. We'll show you, your precious TikTok is going away.
Who knows? I don't use TikTok, but millions of people do, man. All
around the world.
Well, they were
talking about the revenue that it generates and all this money.
TikTok shop is crazy.
It still makes me crazy we can't make our own U.S. TikTok.
Yeah. And Spadilla and I were talking about this morning with Carson, that, you know, if I'm TikTok, I don't sell the worldwide to the U.S. I don't sell it because it's worth too much outside of the U.S.
Yeah, and the company that owns it, ByteDance, has never publicly changed their position that they're going to sell it. They've always said we're going to hold on to it.
But they would rather make money than not make money off of it.
It depends on if you're going to make more money keeping it and selling it or, you know, whatever.
I actually wrote my kid and I said, TikTok. Write the code. Tick.
Yeah.
Save it. No. Save it for the U.S.
But the tariff thing changes everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because if it's a bargaining chip, there's a chance that it won't even be sold to somebody in the U.S. and there will be no U.S. version of it.
And you're going to be so sad, Carson.
I don't even want to think about it. It's going to ruin my weekend. It's going to ruin possibly my life.
Yeah.
And think if you have e-commerce on there and you're making a buttload of money.
And there's a ton of people that, like, literally, all they do is they're micro influencers. All they do is just sell stuff through TikTok Shop with codes and stuff. It's crazy.
Yes, wow, what a scene.
I know, right?
That could get ugly.
Oh,
right?
No, we might not be able to see his TikToks.
Oh, no.
Say it as it's so.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show coming up at 7:35 this morning. We have the Frey tickets to give away. You're going to see them at Mission Ballroom. And 7:35, mark that down. Coming up. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, that's a really good song. I like that messy.
I love
messy,
that song too.
Messy. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios right here, Denver, Colorado. Don't forget the Odyssey app. You can hear our podcast after the program today. There is snow in the forecast, but I got a story here, and I meant to bring it up yesterday, and I know Carson brought it up to you, Jamie. You're not familiar with this Deion Sanders' son, Shiloh, having to return the Mercedes?
He's behind on his payments, right?
$6,900 a month.
For a car?
For a Mercedes. His payments.
What?
His payments are $6,877 a month.
For a car?
The balance currently on the car, a Mercedes.
Was it a Maybach or something?
I don't know. They don't say. Oh. They don't say. The current balance that he owes on it is $97,239.
What is his interest rate?
The retail value where he bought it at is $135,000. It's a $135,000 car.
So he's made some payments.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it still shouldn't be a $6,000. I mean, you can get, I'm not going to go into what you can get a loan for and how much it costs, but that is, are you sure it's not $690?
Why are you not buying the car outright? Your dad just signed the contract for $54 million.
And we're sure it's $6,000.
Have him finance it, and you pay him. That's according to the story.
That's $2 million house.
I know. $6,900 is the payment.
Oh my
they say God. He's several months behind now. He filed for bankruptcy in October of 2023. Now, keep in mind, this kid's in college.
God.
He's still in college. Yep. He filed for bankruptcy in October of 2023. This is Shiloh Sanders, Deion's son, in an attempt to clear up $11 million in debt.
What is he buying?
How are you in college and you've got $11 million? You live at home.
Yeah, that is...
with your very rich dad.
That is crazy.
There's some bad parenting going on
here. Yeah, there is. Yeah. I thought that Deion had it together and made everybody, responsible.
I really think that something like this is a reflection on the parents. Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, for an example, your son does very well in his money management. He's very smart about it. He would never be in debt like this, or even close to it, because you've taught him, right?
Right.
There's a parent's obligation to pass along very important information when it comes
that
to financials,
is
right?
Crazy. Yeah.
I think
course.
I'm right on that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking into it, and it says, so it's a little deceiving, but what I think is going on is that he's behind so far $6,877.
Oh, it's not per month?
So that's total, no, it's not per month, but
thank
he's
God.
Back.
And monthly payments, right?
Yeah, but
if you totaled them up is what you're saying.
In his monthly payments,
right.
He's passed
well, this
due
is written
to that.
A little different.
Oh, okay, because I was like, that's a $2 million house loan.
Yeah.
But let me go back still. To this. You're in college.
Yeah.
And you've got $11 million in debt?
Yeah.
How's that even possible?
Did he buy an apartment complex or something?
As far as I know, Jimmy's always lived at home with his dad.
Yeah, me too. That is weird.
This says that he got in some sort of altercation with a man named Darjean, who was a security guard at the school that he went to high school to, and he hit this dude, and he owes him money now.
Oh, he sued him?
Yeah.
Oh.
For $11 million?
That's what it says.
And
yeah,
so
that's a USA Today story.
So did he file bankruptcy to get out of the payment?
Exactly.
Because that would put you in a hole if he got sued for $11
million. Yeah, he filed bankruptcy to get out of paying this dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'd be mad. And then he's driving a Mercedes? I'd be like, if I'm that security guard, I'm like, you owe me money.
Yeah, this says that he won in civil court, and the default judgment against him was $11.89 million.
Wow.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had no idea.
Wow, me either. And I didn't think that you could still live that lifestyle if you filed bankruptcy.
I didn't
they take
either.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I mean, my girlfriend filed bankruptcy. They wanted her rings.
Oh, yeah. And he gets NIL money. So, yeah. And that's that whole college paid for thing. All that should be going to this guy here that he owes $11 million, right? Because the court seizes everything from you.
Yeah. I mean, she was like, oh, I can't carry my Louis Vuitton anymore. I'm like, why? She's like, if the bankruptcy judge sees it,
they'll take it.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, though? You're an 18-year-old. You're already down $11 million to some dude.
Well, here's what I don't understand, right? Okay, so the bank filed a motion or whatever to ask for the money. If it's you and me and we owe that money, they just come with a record and they grab it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't give us some time to think about it.
$6,900 behind. Even on my house, they put a lock on it.
Exactly.
Right?
That's not fair.
No. I feel like shenanigans are going on here with the Sanders boys.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show. Tomorrow's opening day. A lot of people hanging on to tickets going down to the ballpark tomorrow. The Rockies come home. I don't think they're doing so well, but who cares, right? It's all about the pageantry, Jamie.
It is all about the pageantry.
You and your girlfriends are going.
Yep, me dressed as Barney.
Yeah. You're not going to be Barney. You've lost a lot of weight. Well, not a lot of weight. I mean, you've lost weight.
No, I've lost a lot.
I want to mention this because we were going to do it yesterday, but we never got around to it. This real ID thing that's looming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I fully understand this, which is not,
shocking.
Shocking with me. Yeah, I don't fully understand anything.
The whole show doesn't get anything.
So real ID. Now, I didn't even know this star thing on your driver's license until you told me yesterday.
Spadil had to tell me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're clueless on this. I guess real ID. Well, I've got a story here.
Okay,
let's play that first,
sorry.
And then you can try to explain it to me.
Starting May 7th, you'll need a real ID to get into government buildings and through airport security. Congress mandated the switch to real ID after 9/11.
Can you see your ID for a second?
The new IDs are more secure and harder to counterfeit. After lengthy delays, the deadline is now just weeks away.
We are told that it's going to happen.
TSA spokesperson Patricia Mancha.
Everybody is responsible for presenting the proper travel documents when they come to the checkpoint.
What happens if people don't have a compliant ID on May 7th?
Well, there's going to be a phased approach of enforcement, but people will experience travel delays.
May 7th, if you don't have a real ID, you go to the airport, can't fly.
So they passed this 20 years ago, and now we just now have to have it?
I don't even get it. I just assumed if you have a driver's license or a bona fide, ID card, it's real.
Makes sense to me, BJ.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the way I see it, though. I've never even, it's like, okay, you have driver's license, you have this ID, you have a social security card, but you got to have a real ID. Well, I feel like I do.
I know. It's very odd to me because I just got my driver's license replaced, remember, over Christmas, and nobody even mentioned it. And I showed Spadil, I go, am I real ID? Because I just got this thing. He goes, it's the star in the corner.
All right, here's what I'm understanding here.
Okay.
I don't have a clue.
Uh-huh.
I learned from you.
Yeah.
You don't have a clue.
Correct.
And you learned from Spadil, who was a college-educated kid.
So smart.
Just so smart.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to Spadil.
Okay, let's do that.
And let's see if he can give us the lowdown.
I will tell you, I just saw him ask ChatGPT, so he's got the whole thing.
All right, well, let's just see what he's learned in the past 3 minutes.
Okay, all right.
All right, Spadil.
Well, so they passed this real ID law a long time ago so that it's more compliant with federal standards, not just state standards, right? So there's a... standards that are just applied across the whole country.
You should have just read the ChatGPT.
Yeah. So this just says a real ID is a driver's license or state ID card that meets federal security standards, allowing use for boarding domestic flights and entering federal facilities.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
I love ChatGPT.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
So you're telling me that there are driver's licenses in Colorado that are out there that do not have a star in the upper right-hand corner?
Well, according to my friend Schmidel, what he told me yesterday is we started Real ID a long time ago before the other states. It's the other states that are like, oh, we should get on board.
I think a lot of the problem is other states and their compliance.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
all right.
So everybody just check the corner of your driver's license or your ID, and if it has a star in it, then you're compliant.
Yeah.
And according to this report here, that on May 7th, when the deadline hits, they're still going to give you some leeway.
Oh, they are?
That's what it said. It said they're still going to work toward being compliant.
Okay,
they're
so...
they're going to work with you.
Question.
Yeah.
Right? Because when you, let's say I go to Vegas and I lost my driver's license, right? My real one.
Yeah.
They still going to let me on with my Costco card?
I doubt it.
I would say no.
They do. So I've forgotten my ID before, and TSA asks you like just the craziest questions, like what's your mother's maiden name, what's your dad's birthday, and then they just like go really in depth into your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. But it's not real. My Costco card. I don't know if it's real.
You do have a picture on it, though.
I know. Right. That's why they use it.
All right. Let me see. This is what they said at the last part of this.
Everybody is responsible for presenting the proper travel documents when they come to the checkpoint.
What happens if people don't have a compliant ID on May 7th?
Well, there's going to be a phased approach of enforcement.
See? Oh, my God.
It took 20 years to get to here. We're going to have another 20 years of phased approach. Nobody's serious about this, are they?
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Am I meant to get this to you guys? Oh, shoot. I took a picture of who I was talking about yesterday. There's a guy that I think everybody should follow, but I can't find him, of course. And he was talking to the guy that's married to Selena Gomez.
Benny Blanco.
Yeah, Benny Blanco. The way Benny Blanco comes up with music is insanity. It's absolutely insane. The guy even bought a little piano from a rummage sale or whatever, and it was like $5. And one of the songs that we all hear, you can hear him playing it.
No kidding.
Yeah, because back in the day it was so poor.
I like those videos.
I know. It's so good. I'll find the name. It's too many pictures that I screenshot it. But anyway, one of the stories is it Kesha that we were talking about yesterday? So he was supposed to have a song ready for Kesha, and it was due the next day, right? So apparently he took some shrooms. And then one of the producers came up and said, are you working on Kesha's song? Is it done yet? And he said he got so paranoid on these shrooms or whatever, he started running down, like just running down the street, and he hid in bushes for hours.
What?
Yeah.
That reminds me of you at the golf course.
Right.
And remember so that day?
Yeah, I do. He hid in the bushes, and then he waited for the guy to go away. He came out. And then he said the next day, so he slept it all off, right? This is whatever his name is, Benny Blanco, and for the song for Kesha. And then what happened is the next day they're like, hey, we need that song. So he had 20 minutes to have it.
And it was like her biggest smash. It was TikTok.
It was. And all he did was loop the DJ song, the DJ, right? Is it Hey Mr. DJ or whatever? It's just, he just looped it over and over and over.
Can I tell your story?
You can.
Of the bushes?
Yes, you can.
So we go to play golf, and this is over at Inverness, right? We're at Inverness, and you brought your boyfriend at the time.
Yes.
And you guys got the fight.
We did.
On the course. And Jamie, as he's looking for his ball, she left him.
I did leave him.
She took the cart and his clubs and everything.
I did it.
And left.
I did.
And he's out there on the golf course with nothing. He's got nothing. Well, she goes back to the clubhouse, gets all her stuff, throws it in the car, and then hides in the bushes, waiting for him to come back to see his reaction. So we found her in the bush.
I was in the bushes. You know what his reaction was? Mad.
It was very bad.
Yeah, the reaction was mad. Not expecting that one. I thought he'd laugh.
We thought you'd left, but there you were, hiding in the bushes.
But he didn't even laugh. I thought it was funny.
I thought it was hysterical.
Some people don't have any sense of humor.
I did that day. I thought, man, oh, man.
That's funny.
This is ugly.
Does he cuss in that, Schmidl?
I didn't see any curse words. I was watching the closed caption.
Okay, well, have your finger ready. I'm going to play Benny Blanco, that guy.
Yeah.
What he actually said about the story. Okay, here it is.
when we did Kesha's We Are Who We Are, we made the song and they were like, we need to put that song out in like 4 days. The day we were gonna finish it, we were all like, oh, let's take edibles. The edible hit me so hard that I remember walking out and the assistant looked at me and he was like, you don't look so good. And everything was like in slow motion and he was like, hey. And I was just like, and I like didn't know who I was. I got so freaked out that I ran and hid in the bushes and started crying. I sleep for like 24 hours. And then I had 30 minutes to finish the song. So the bridge is literally just DJ Turn It Up a million times in a row. And people loved it. And people have no idea. Because it's kind of like,
isn't that great? And that was her biggest song ever. Yeah. And he made it literally, well, he said in 30 minutes.
That's wild.
She shows, we'll buy anything.
I know, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah, the public will buy anything.
I know it's Masters time, which means that BJ will leave us soon.
Next week.
Next week, okay.
Yeah, next Thursday.
My apologies. So yeah. I'm trying to find little tidbits of news stories that he'll be interested in because the Masters are coming up. It's a huge golf tournament. It's where they wear that green stupid ass jacket and go, yeah, I won and here's my jacket. I don't know. It's a thing. It's been going on for 88 years, so it's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Well, there's this guy and his name is like Rory McIlroy, and he's real good and he's Irish, I believe. And he says his wrist hurts. Owie, my wrist hurts.
Well, he plays a lot, Jamie.
I know.
Well, but it does hurt.
But the producer of Full Swing, we love that show. Even Carson doesn't even play golf, but he loves Full Swing as well.
I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, it's so good. So he's calling BS.
Yeah, I don't know why he would do that. I mean, if Rory says it hurts, it hurts.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Rory McIlroy faces accusations over Masters injury admission. The guy says, I'm not buying it. He put on his thing.
You know, I hate people like that. You guys are like that. When I call in and say my back hurts, you guys, you make fun of it. You're always doing stuff to me, and you're just claiming that I don't want to be at work. When I would not miss work if my back didn't hurt. You know that.
It was so dramatic.
It doesn't matter. You got to make sure people realize that it happens.
But we know you.
Yeah.
We know you.
That's why you shouldn't. That's why you shouldn't second guess me. You know me.
So over the top.
Yeah.
Listen.
When you're here it is.
Well, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen. Oh, my back. yesterday.
Pain that day.
Bearings walking, stand up.
You know what? That's Rory right there. My wrist is killing me. I can't do this.
And you know why we know it was over the top? Because you made a video. You never make videos.
Ever. I didn't even know he knew how to make a video.
BJ does not miss work. If I call you and tell you my back's hurting, I can't make it in, then you know. And I believe Rory McIlroy.
But you made extra sound effects.
Yo, guys, I'm trying to get there, but it ain't going to happen.
I'm a performer. I'm a performer. You know that. Award-winning performer. That's me.
Well, they're saying that it's so over the top because he's already at the Masters and his trainer showed up and they're really going to work on some stuff.
Something else that came out with the Masters yesterday is that the menu list. You know how they keep everything at a low price?
Yeah.
Well, they had all the stuff on there. I think they left off the barbecue pork this year and people are irate over that. But they took away all alcohol.
Oh, there's no alcohol at the Masters?
Well, there's nothing on the menu. So now the question out there is, the Masters will be alcohol-free?
No.
There's no way.
Maybe they're getting like nervous because of what happens at Waste Management.
You're right. You're right, because they're known for three different beers, they say, that's on site.
Yeah.
And they were left off the menu yesterday.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? But, I don't think that place is a Waste Management. It would affect a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it affects a lot of people there, too. That's Spadell playing around.
That was Daily Mail, sorry.
Oh, what's going on?
He's in there tinkering.
Hey, Tinker.
Hey. What's up?
And then finally for you, I feel sorry. I know this is going to be hard for me to say because I don't usually. I feel bad for Khloe Kardashian.
Why?
Because she said, you know, I can top anybody's life if they have problems.
Yeah.
And then her hairdresser's like, what do you mean? And she goes, well, for example, if somebody says, how's your dad? And I go, well, one's dead. The other one's a woman.
Oh, boy. Oh my God.
And then they say, how's your husband? Well, he almost died in a brothel.
Oh, my.
She has had a life, huh?
Right? Oh, she's the one that was married to Lamar?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a bad scene.
Yeah.
He's on that stretcher, his feet hanging off because he's 7'2".
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't have a stretcher that big.
Yeah. I mean, that is hard to say. Like, why'd you guys get a divorce? He almost died in a brothel.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah,
there.
It is.
Yeah. That's certain places you don't want to kick the bucket, man. A brothel's one of them. No,
that
I'm serious.
That is true.
I'm serious. I wouldn't want to be in a massage parlor up on Colfax and die.
Yeah.
That'd be ugly.
Do they have massage parlors on Colfax?
I'm assuming.
Good answer. All right, there you go, Double Trash.
Right. I wasn't going to say yes. Are you kidding?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios. Also, the Odyssey app is free for your phone. Put that on your phone. Easy to do. And you can listen to the podcast after the program. Have we ever talked about that ordinance in North Glen where they're banning the number of pets you can have or limiting? Do you remember this?
No. I don't think so.
It takes effect this year. You're only allowed 4 pets at North Glen. And if you get more than 4 and they find out, they come and take them away from you.
Does that include fish?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question.
It says a new limit on number of dogs and cats.
Okay.
So if you've got 4 goldfish, you're fine.
Okay.
You're not. There's no limit on the goldfish.
Yeah, because an aquarium has usually more than 4. Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird, though?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little pushy, isn't it?
Why? I don't even get this.
All right, listen.
Okay. North Glen is limiting how many pets people can have. It will be narrowed down to 4 starting in August. This new ordinance means if you live there, you can have up to 4 dogs, 4 cats, or a combination, totaling no more than 4. The city says it's making the change in response to complaints about noise and waste in some of their neighborhoods. If somebody already has more than that, they can apply to get an exemption. The city points out other cities and towns in Adams County have limits on pets. Commerce City allows no more than 4, same with Thornton. Aurora's less strict, allowing up to 4 dogs, 5 cats, 3 ferrets, and 2 rabbits.
Oh man, Aurora, you're rebels.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, me either.
I had 6 at one time.
I know you did.
4 dogs and 2 cats.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that 4 should be a limit, honestly.
Really?
Can you handle more than 4 if you don't live on a farm?
That's
a lot of crap in your house.
Yeah, but if you've got small dogs, maybe it's not so bad. Or let's say you have 3 small dogs and 2 cats. Then you're over the limit. They come to your house and you got to point the one you want to get rid of.
Yeah, but are they really going to know about the 2 cats? Because you don't take them outside to poop.
I don't know. I guess somebody
could turn
you in.
Someone's going to have to turn you in.
Yeah. But somebody could turn you in, I guess. I had no idea those laws were in effect here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Just out of the blue. It just seems a little bit overbearing to me.
But we have this neighbor that has 3 golden retrievers, and they bark all the time. And they just bark with each other, you know? It's like, arf, arf. Oh, you said something. It's like, shut up.
They just egg each other on.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. And as it said in that story there, I guess these rules and regulations are all over the city. I had no idea.
I don't know how you guys lived with, when you did. I don't know how you lived with all those animals.
I wouldn't do it again.
That must have been a zoo.
I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
No, it's. I can't sit here and say, oh, it was wonderful. No, it was not. It was not.
Right?
Keeping up with the dogs, keeping up with the 2 cats, it was.
Yeah.
And the cats, you know, take care of themselves for the most part. But you still got to clean up after them, right?
Yeah.
And then to have 4, I'd never do it again.
Wasn't it just loud all the time?
Yeah, and if, like you said, if you're on a farm, if you're up there in, you know, Summit County somewhere, you got 6 dogs, no problem.
We always go with Weld, BJ.
Weld County. Let's go with Greeley. You folks in Greeley, you can handle it.
Go.
You can handle it. In Littleton, not so much. Not so much. No, it was miserable.
Yeah,
it really was.
And it seemed like there'd be so much crap in your yard.
Now, and now I've only got 2 dogs and it feels like too much.
You know, you can hire a service that'll scoop up all your poop.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. What?
No, I know you can. I see them in the neighborhood.
Because I just have this visual. I feel like there's some stuff going on back there.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Stuff going on.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.